This is Senator Al Simpson. Not only does the Woman, Infants, and Children program promote healthy babies, it also has saved taxpayers a little bundle. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, every once in a while, Congress comes up with a winner. The Woman, Infants, and Children, WIC program, helps low-income mothers get their kids the nutrition they need and also saves taxpayers' diets. By providing food for these moms and their kids up to age 5, research has solidly proven that WIC mothers are less likely to have babies with low birth weights. In turn, these kids then don't end up jamming the hospitals because of serious health problems or then relying on expensive federally financed medical care. Ted, you always push your big gold-plated welfare state capers without ever looking at the sticker price. WIC is a fine model program for all you Democrats to study. Do your homework on this one. You flunk a lot of them.
Al, this is one of those days when your right hand doesn't know what your far right hand is doing. You pretend you're all for that program, and with good reason. Those food supplements for low-income women and children have been a blockbuster success in the war on poverty. But just a few months ago, you voted against, yes, against, providing the increased funds the program badly needs. I voted for the increase, Al, but it was narrowly defeated, 51-48, because you and virtually every other Republican senator ganged up against it. You can't have it both ways, Al. You can't call a program a winner and then treat it like a loser. For all its life-saving success and cost-effectiveness, that food supplement program still reaches only half of those who are eligible. Full funding or bust, Al. Lip service is not enough. If you mean what you say, you'll stop voting no. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the cause of the budget crisis, the failure of supply-side economics. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.